Hi, I'm Sean Sutner, news and features writer for Search Health IT. I'm here with David Holtzman, Vice President for Compliance with Synergistic, a health information privacy and security consulting firm. For 8 years before Synergistic, David was Senior Advisor for Health Information Privacy with the Office for Civil Rights. He's also a lawyer. Thanks for being here, David.
Well, thank you, Sean. Glad to be here.
David, how significant is the prospect of business associates being audited and possibly fined by OCR?
Oh, I think the prospects are very great, that business associates are going to find themselves subject to enforcement activities for compliance with the HIPAA privacy and security rules. And OCR, in addition, OCR has indicated that they will include business associates in a separate review that will take place as sort of a second step in their process for doing desk audits. So my understanding from OCR is that they are actively engaged in investigations of business associates who have been responsible for breaches that have been reported, as well as complaints from consumers alleging that the business associate has not complied with the requirements for the HIPAA security rules or the use and disclosure provisions of the privacy rule. I know that OCR was anticipating that the rules that when the rules came into effect, or the compliance date in 2013 took effect, that there were going to be opportunities to look at the practices of some business associates. And in fact, between the time the High Tech Act was passed into law and the compliance date of the omnibus rules expanding the jurisdiction of the HIPAA rules to business associates, a number of cases came up involving breaches and other allegations of inappropriate use and disclosure of protected health information by business associates. And information regarding those cases was shared with other federal agencies who had enforcement power over the use of information like health information. So this has been on OCR's radar for a long time, and I expect that they are going to be rather aggressive in making sure that business associates are in compliance and are safeguarding health information as they are required to do under the HIPAA security rule and the provisions of the privacy and breach notification rules.
Can you just talk just generally about the two sides of the modern HIPAA framework? Are patients' rights to PHI as important as the privacy of that data? Or how do we weigh the relative importance of those two issues?
I don't think that the privacy of health information is distinctly different from an individual's rights regarding the use and disclosure of or access to their protected health information. I think they're part of the same, and they really support each other. So the HIPAA privacy rules essentially put controls on healthcare providers and business associates and health plans in how they use and disclose protected health information, and so as to not interfere with the provision of treatment, but to allow individuals ability to understand how their information is used and disclosed for payment purposes, as well as for healthcare operations and other activities like fundraising and marketing, and to make it more transparent and to allow individuals choices in how their information is used outside of the usual everyday business of healthcare, in which they are receiving treatment, their health insurers are paying for that treatment, and healthcare as a business carries on its activities and planning and engaging in forecasting how it can provide services to patients better.
Okay, well, thank you, David. It was a really stimulating discussion, and thanks again for being here with Search Health IT.